Hello, I'm Marina Santi.
And I'm Rachel Hobson. Welcome to Spotlight. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Welcome to our listener mail program.
Our first letter is from Joseph Orovk. He writes about his home country.
Slovakia is a small country in Central Europe. You can find everything here. There are the old castles with interesting histories. There are towns and villages with their traditions. The most visited mountains in Slovakia are the High Tatras and Low Tatras and Slovak Paradise. Tourists like these very much. The hot summers you can spend by many lakes or swimming pools. There are many forests, rivers, and plenty of animals.
Your country sounds beautiful, Joseph. I hope we visit there one day. We like to hear about our listeners' countries. Write and tell us about yours. Radio@english.net.
Our next letter comes from Mercedes Herminia Shamba Herrera. Mercedes listens to Spotlight in Ecuador. She writes,
"Thank you for the Spotlight scripts. I read them all. They are very interesting. It is amazing to know how the sport of rugby was born."
We broadcast the program Rugby World Cup in September. We talked about the Rugby World Cup competition. We told the story of Romania's rugby team, their struggles and successes. Sadly, Romania only won a single game in the whole competition. But some teams surprised everyone. Fiji and Argentina are not famous rugby-playing nations, but they managed to beat two of the top teams, Wales and France. It was an exciting competition, and it has helped to make rugby more popular around the world.
Mercedes also writes about our program, the 9th of September.
Another subject that I did not know much about is the 9th day of the 9th month. I did not know how alcohol can affect an unborn baby. I also did not know that September the 9th was celebrated by ringing bells or playing other instruments.
The 9th of September is our program about fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS. FAS affects unborn babies, fetuses, and their growth. These problems are alcohol-related. When pregnant women drink alcohol, it is like their unborn babies are drinking alcohol too. This damages the unborn baby. The program tells how some concerned people began an organization called FAS World. They wanted to spread information about fetal alcohol issues around the world. They chose the 9th day of the 9th month to remember FAS. And on that day, they encourage people to ring bells or to play musical instruments. Or they can simply spend a minute in silence. They remember children at risk from FAS. Mercedes finishes.
I think the best way we have to help change the world is to spread more information about FAS around our friends.
Next, Reza wrote to us about Spotlight's speaking speed.
I'm Reza. I like your program. I want to ask you to present your program in normal speed also. Thank you.
Thanks for this suggestion. Spotlight uses a special method so that people everywhere can understand it. We know that this is helpful for many people, and we do not plan to change the speed of our current programs. But recently, some listeners have requested a faster speed version of Spotlight, as well as our slower speed programs. What do other listeners think? Would you like to hear the same program a little faster? Write and tell us your opinions. radio@english.net.
And now, a letter from Vietnam. The Dalat Language Club often listens to Spotlight. Their teacher is Dennis Pittman. He writes,
our members really loved the Zimmers program. They now joke about me, their ancient old fool of a teacher. Your stories are a little bit negative at times, but the Zimmers program made our spirits fly high.
Well, Dennis, the Spotlight team apologizes for causing your students to make fun of you. But we are very glad that you all enjoyed our Zimmers program. The Zimmers are a singing rock group. The group has the oldest members in the world. One member is over 100. And the lead singer is 90.
People try to put us down,
talking about my generation,
just because we get around,
talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold,
talking about my generation.
Dennis ends his letter with a quotation from a poem. It says,
a man's reach should exceed a man's grasp. Or, what's a heaven for?
This is a line from a poem by Robert Browning, and it is the subject of today's Hodgepodge.
Robert Browning lived in England in the late 1800s. He was famous for writing dramatic monologues, long speeches said by one person. He wrote a series of monologues about famous historical painters. In these poems, Browning imagined what the painters might say about their lives. One of these painters was Andrea del Sarto. Browning imagines him sitting by his wife at a window. Del Sarto is looking back at his life and work. He seems a little sad. He has not achieved as much as he thought he could. He says,
But a man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? I regret little. I would change still less. Since there my past life lies, why change it?
Del Sarto knows that a person needs to aim for more than what he has within his hands, within his grasp. His aim should be greater than this, exceed this. There is no point in only doing what he knows he can do. He must try to achieve more to be truly happy. Del Sarto says that he does not regret much in his life. Yet, there is some feeling of sadness in the poem. It is like Del Sarto has not achieved the success that he wanted. However, he has one final hope. He hopes that in heaven, people will recognize his artwork as good. He says,
in heaven, perhaps, new chances. One more chance.
Well, that is an artist's idea of heaven. What do you think heaven will be like? Thoughts of heaven are a nice place to finish our listener mail program today. If you would like to hear your letter in a future Spotlight program, write to us at radio@english.net.
The writers of today's program were Ruby Jones and Marina Santi. The producer was Marina Santi. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. Thank you for joining us in today's Spotlight Listener Mail program. Goodbye.